happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The investigation continues in the cause of a deadly fire at an assisted living facility in Massachusetts that killed 9 residents. CBS's Jim Crisula has the latest.
Firefighters in Fall River, about 50 miles south of Boston, say they could have saved more lives had they had more manpower. They say that prevented them from having an adequate response to the deadly fire. Union officials say the closing of fire stations and cutbacks on staff in the city have been a problem for decades.
Meanwhile, 2 fires are burning out of control at the Grand Canyon. The White Sage Fire has now charred close to 50,000 acres. And CBS's Ian Lee tells us,
sweeping through another part of the North Rim is the Dragon Bravo Fire. It destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge, one of approximately 50 to 80 structures that have been lost so far.
You know, one day your house is there, the next it's not. So that's really tragic.
The U.S. Forest Service says lightning is believed to have started both fires.
The more popular tourist area, the South Rim, remains open. Police in Kentucky fatally shot a man who went on a shooting rampage at a church Sunday. Police Sergeant Matt Suddeth.
At least 3 Lexington Police Department officers discharged their agency-issued firearms, striking Mr. House and resulting in fatal injuries.
47-year-old Guy House is accused of killing 2 women and wounding 2 men at a Baptist church and also injuring a state trooper in a separate shooting. President Trump has stepped up his efforts to bring an end to the Russian war, announcing a new deal with NATO to provide Ukraine with weapons. CBS's Erica Brown is at the White House.
In a video address to Ukrainians Monday evening, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. and the European nations that are financing the weapons transfer. In addition to sending more weapons to Ukraine, the president is threatening Russia with severe tariffs if a peace deal to end the war is not reached within 50 days. And the White House is working with congressional leaders on a bill to increase sanctions against Russia.
There is a big clash going on between the FBI and the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation. CBS's Scott McFarlane with any potential fallout.
Well, the week began with everybody still in their jobs. We'll see if the week ends that way. You have this incredibly rare, if not unprecedented, fracture in the impenetrable base of MAGA.
The memo that was released concluded that there is no evidence of a Jeffrey Epstein client list. President Trump has gotten some criticism from a lot of his loyal supporters and base. He has defended, though, his attorney general, Pam Bondi, over the release. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted 5 players, 2 infielders, 3 pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just 1 run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break, just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Or my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's going to be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for the overnight. There could be some spots where we have some fog around. Otherwise, light winds at morning lows of the upper 60s. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, upper 80s. Heat index in the lower 90s. It will be breezy. Some storms Tuesday night. Right now, it's 73.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be on our first leg of our tour with Jane and Greg at their home at Radio City Park in Racine, along with Zommers and Kringle. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Wake Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board at 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, July the 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. Blue skies above, Zommers. I don't know how to talk now that I'm back in a proper studio after a while away.
Yeah. Now that we're live on the Civic Media Radio Network, is yes, it also rabbit hunting season?
I don't know. I think I was trying to say Radio Network and then welcome at the same time. Probably. I don't know. My brain's a little shorted out. Glad to have you along, everybody, on a Monday here. Exciting week ahead after a very exciting week last week. Was up in the Chippewa Valley on Thursday and Friday, broadcasting there with our friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Had a great time. And thank you to Rusty Volk, the entire crew at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. By the way, Kaylee and Sue the Chicken have emerged as the favorite guests from those two shows, Zommers. It was a good time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had a live chicken on the show.
And I honestly, it was incredible. As soon as I found out there was a live chicken, before we started, Todd asked me, all right, should we have the owner hold the chicken or should we have it on the table?
Yes.
And I said, you got to do it on the table because right. If it craps on the table on live radio, it'll be hilarious. It didn't. She was an incredibly well-behaved chicken. We got many comments from our viewers.
Yeah.
I believe Kurt Kohler commented, such a well-behaved chicken. Unlike the host.
Yes, unlike the host. But I was able to contain my bodily functions during the show, which is always a good thing. My sister Heather, who is our on-site production coordinator for some of these on-location shows during the summer, she says, we're wearing the same shirts on Facebook today. Because, yes, if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, what used to be Twitter, I have my 2025 National Coob Championship t-shirt, because on Sunday, and this capped off a very, very exciting few days for me, on Thursday and Friday, we're at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. On Saturday, the whole family, mom included, packed up the van, went over to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis to be precise, to the Orpheum Theater, and we saw the touring Broadway production of Kimberly Akimbo, which Heather and I went out and saw on Broadway a couple of years ago to celebrate her 50th birthday. And let me tell you, if you get a chance, if Kimberly Akimbo is near you, or if you want to take a drive like we did to the Twin Cities, get yourself there, because this touring company, which has a couple of the original cast members in it, the OG, as they say, fantastic. From musically, acting, the whole shebang, absolutely fantastic. And so Kimberly Akimbo, highly recommended by the Albaugh Galloy family.
Along that note, I got an email from the Pablo Center up in Eau Claire.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Book of Mormon is going to be there in November.
Really?
Well, let's book the tickets now. We'll absolutely have to do a show back at the Pablo for Book of Mormon in the fall. That's great.
I can't wait. I've been wanting to see it for a long time.
Yeah. No, it's a really, really a great show. So that's fantastic. And then, so we did that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we were back at Eau Claire and we went down and saw the finals of the Coupe Championships in Eau Claire. Lots of people there. Lots of excitement. We saw the third and fourth place teams square off. And then the championship game for the National Coupe Championship featured two teams, one based in Minnesota and the other based in Eau Claire with a guy, the international guy from Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
And last year, that guy came over here from Belgium and they got second, I believe. This year, I think it was the Kabooms or something. Heather, if you remember, put it in the chat, please. But they were fantastic. And it was high drama, and the team based in Eau Claire with the guy from Belgium won, and it was a lot of fun. It was really, really fun. So maybe next year we do a day from the Coupe Championship proper, and we get our friend Jane Matinera to come along with us, and we'll set up right there. So I'm wearing, for those watching on the stream, I'm wearing my 2025 Coupe Championship. So many thanks to all the great folks at Coupe up there in Eau Claire who made us feel at home and joined us on the program. And of course, BJ Hollers, one of the two folks at Fireside Productions, filming a documentary. And you think, well, Coupe isn't that exciting. But just like our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish with the Brewers documentary, Just a Bit Outside, it's beyond the sport. It's not just about the sport, whether it's baseball or Coupe. It's about the relationships. It's about the humanity of it. And that's really the story behind the story. So looking forward to that. And thank you. Here it is. Heather has got it right on the tip of her tongue. Kaboom Jr. was third or fourth. The second place team had a much longer name.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
And in fourth is Kuboom Jr. Kaboom. K-U-B-B-O-O-M. Yes. So Kaboom Jr.
Kaboom Jr.
In third, Bebop and Coop Steady and the Kid.
All right.
Both of those teams are from Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. In second place, Chaska Bluebell Ringers from Minnesota. And then in first place, the Wrecking Crew from Eau Claire and Belgium.
The Wrecking Crew. Congratulations to the Wrecking Crew of Eau Claire and Belgium for your National Coupe Championships. It's really great. And it doesn't cost that much to buy a wood Coupe set.
Can make one.
Could make one if you wanted to. But yeah, I would say check it out. It's a good time had by all, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. So anyway, back here just for a day, Zommers. In fact, I have laundry in the wash machine back home. I had to do some socks and underwear, you understand, and some shirts. And then I got to go home as soon as the show is over and pack up again because I got to go to Wauwatosa in the morning. It's been quite the fiasco, let me tell you, this upcoming trip. There's lots of moving parts, and it involves me meeting Luke Mathers at a undisclosed dark alley in Wauwatosa in the morning.
At 10 a.m. sharp.
Yes, because Todd no longer has a company card, you understand? They didn't trust me with the money. So poor Lukester has to meet me down there with a card to pay for this. We're getting a rental vehicle because last year it was just Jane and I, but we're very, very happy. This year, Greg Bach is going along. Well, when I travel in my truck, I only have room for one extra person. And so we had to get a rental vehicle. I think it's a Bluebird 1967 bus. But anyway, we're going to rent that from Enterprise down there in Wauwatosa. And then I trek down to Racine at the Rockefeller Dancing Rockette Studio in Racine. You're going to be there. I'm very excited about this. They're letting you out of Madison for once.
Yeah, it's the first time on a tour that I'm traveling. It is to another studio, but still.
But still, you're going to be down there, and we're going to talk Racine Kringle, ONH, I believe it is.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. And Jane and Greg, we might bribe them to come on the show. And then we're going to, as soon as the show is done in Racine tomorrow, it's on to the Bluebird bus. And I'm just like the Partridge family. We're going to drive up to Oshkosh tomorrow after the show. Wednesday, Jane and Greg will do their fantastic program, Matt and Aaron Air, from 9 until 11. And then we'll do our show from 2 until 4. Then it's back in the bus. We drive all the way to Park Falls, where the one. And by the way, many thanks to Todd Michaels for helping set up the Oshkosh site. And then Darla, our great manager up there in Park Falls and Hayward, Darla has got things all set up, and we're going to stay up in Park Falls. We're going to do the show on Thursday. Pardon me. Yeah, Thursday from an artisan studio. That'll be great. I think Jane and I are going to have a pottery off. We're going to see.
I hope so.
We're going to see who can do the best vase at the end of the shows. So that should be a lot of fun. Greg is going to do an oil painting, I believe, of a loon.
Ooh. Not bad.
Oh, Norman, the loons are back. That's my Katharine Hepburn from On Golden Pond. Anyway, that'll be great. And then on Friday, we're getting up at dawn's crack. I mean, up the crack of dawn, and we're getting in the bus, and we're going over to Hayward, where the big lumberjack championships are taking place. We won't be there at the lumberjack site, but we'll be in the same town. And there's a powwow going on. We're going to be in a place called The Lot. Not Big Lots, that's an entirely different place. But we're going to be at The Lot, which is right across the street from Muskie 101. Here's the great thing. If you listen to us on WBZH, Buzz of the North, get your lawn chair, your favorite beverage. They don't care what you bring up in Hayward, just bring a beverage. Bring your beverage, bring a lawn chair, bring a friend, bring a lover, whatever you want to do, bring a pet. And meet us at this wonderful little pavilion called The Lot right across the street from Muskie 101 in Hayward. And Jane and Greg are going to do their morning show there. They're going to have some cloggers, I think, then a banjo player that starts off their show at 9 o'clock. And then we're going to come on with singing lumberjacks in the afternoon. And Beautiful. So that'll be fantastic.
If you live in Hayward and have chickens that are well-behaved,
yes,
you should bring them.
If you have live chickens, because we're going to be outside. If you have a live chicken, bring it. Now, I was going to say, this is true. My sister will vouch for this. I said, all right, we've had a chicken here in Eau Claire last week. I said, what I really want for next week, I would like a live bear cub. A live bear cub.
That may be a little more difficult.
At the event up in Hayward.
But it would be incredible.
But it would be incredible. And this is only slightly, it's really not funny at all. But it's ironic. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, this is a real headline. 69-year-old woman severely injured in black bear attack in Wisconsin's Barron County, which is not too far from Hayward. So a 69-year-old woman was attacked by a black bear near the town of Comstock in Barron County, according to the State Department of Natural Resources, which is investigating and searching for the animal. The woman sustained severe injuries, according to the DNR, but her condition is currently unknown. She reported the attack at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. So this is right in the middle of the day. She was able to call 911, take it to a local hospital. Here is the key. DNR wardens and U.S. Department of Ag staff did not know exactly why the bear attacked. As they began looking for the bear, officials found a cub in a tree.
That'll do it.
Indicating the incident involved a cub and a female bear. How many times do you have to tell people, do not get between an animal and their offspring? It's just nothing good's going to come of it.
In fact, very bad things almost certainly will.
Yeah. This ain't Yogi Bear. This isn't, the farm animal zoo, petting zoo. This is wildlife. And I don't care whether it's a bear, an elk, a moose, a deer, a skunk. Don't get between them. If there's little ones, oh, look, they're so cute. I want to pet them. It's going to end poorly for you, the human.
Absolutely. Black bears, normally, they don't hurt people. Right. They're pretty easy to scare.
Right, they're docile.
Off. Yeah.
You hunt bear.
I have. Although we didn't see one then, but I have seen bears other times. Mm. And, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, get down.
Really?
If it's white, say goodnight.
Really? A polar bear, you can't.
Polar bear, it's just going to kill you almost
definitely.
You're just
done.
Probably.
Well, I hope, with global warming, I don't think Jane and Greg and I are going to run into any polar bears up in Hayward.
I don't think so. But no, with a black bear, just make yourself big and make noise. Like, put your arms up and out,
the closest
and they'll probably run away.
The closest we'll get to is a large man with white hair. That's a polar bear. Anyway, we'll stay away from the bears. We'll behave ourselves. And we're going to have a great time. So if you're in the Hayward area, come on out Friday, either from 9 to 11 for Jane and Greg's show or 2 until 4 for our show at The Lot in Hayward, Wisconsin. Going to be an absolutely great time. Come on back. Talk a little healthcare in rural Wisconsin after this. Surprise, surprise. And Elmo got hacked.
I saw.
I'm not kidding. Come on back. It's the Almost Show on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me.
That you tells see me going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. Yes. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock.